Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Nolan Richardson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The right fielder, Samuel Byrd. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting eighth. The catcher, Arndt Jorgens. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Pennock. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Herb Pennock. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Combs for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Samuel Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Alexander reaches third base with a triple. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Jorgens and he is safe. Walker steals second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel bunts towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to third. One out. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Grabowski reaches third base with a triple. Richardson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Tigers. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Gehrig moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Gehrig moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens takes first base on ball 4. Gehrig scores. Chapman moves to third. Larry moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-1 in the game. Bird hits a line drive into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 2. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-0 in the game. Rogel hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Richardson hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone, who is chasing the ball. Chapman reaches third base with a triple. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a fly ball towards right. Johnson catches it and throws to home to double up Chapman. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehill hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. Koenig hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Jorgen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Jorgens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pennock hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker bunts towards the mound. Pennock can't make a play. That's a base hit. Alexander moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell juggles the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Alexander moves to third. Walker moves to second. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 2 in the game. Bird hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Larry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larry for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 2 in the game. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Jorgens hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Grabowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Whitehill moves to third. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 3 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to home to get Whitehill. Johnson moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 3 in the game. Stone hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Pennock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grabowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehill covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bird hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Alexander hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Richardson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer pinch hits for Earl Whitehill. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.